is Mark Honigsbaum reporting from the London Hilton Hotel opposite Edgware Road Station, where we believe there was an explosion this morning under the carriage of a train. I've been speaking to survivors all morning. People were evacuated, first of all, to Marks and Spencer's beside the underground, and then across the road to the London Hilton, where there are some people in very, very bad injuries. There was a woman who got cuts and burns to her face and is being wrapped from head to neck in bandages. There's people with blood cuts. But, I mean, the main thing is people are extremely shook up still. What seems to have happened is that sometime around 9:30 this morning, passengers in a train from Edgware Road travelling to Paddington, they'd just left Edgware Road Station when suddenly they felt they had a massive explosion. And some passengers described how the tiles, the covers on the floor of the train suddenly flew up, raised up, and the next thing they know, there was another almighty crash, which they now believe was a train travelling in the opposite direction, hitting their train, which had been derailed by this explosion. The next thing that happened was everything went black, there was thick smoke, and one passenger said to me that they heard this terrible, terrible screaming coming from the front of the train. It was a man's voice, and he was just saying, "Someone help me, please help me." This young woman, Sarah 23, said that it was one of the most chilling sounds she'd ever heard. Now, this is unconfirmed at this point, but they later heard that this man had had very, very bad injuries to his legs. And while she and other survivors were being held in Marks and Spencer's, they also heard that there may have been one or possibly two fatalities. As I said, that's unconfirmed at the moment, but that's what they were being told. The woman who was sitting in the hotel being bandaged told how the first thing that happened was that just a massive fireball, she said, came towards her. The next thing you know, she was burnt all over her face and the carriage was full of smoke. I haven't been able to get much more from her. Her name is Davinia. She worked in Canary Wharf. Presumably she was on her way there, like many Londoners were this morning when this